The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fergus Findlay is with me now, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Fergus, now that the speaking rights row has been resolved, is there growing evidence that the government and the Dáil are energetically getting on with the business of the day?
What do you think? Mother of heavens, I've never known a Dáil, and I've been involved with the Dáil for 40 years. I've never known a Dáil that did so little and seemed to have been enjoying itself doing so little. I mean, if you look at the... For the column I was writing in the Examiner, I downloaded next week's programme. There's no legislation on it at all, apart from legislation being promoted by the opposition. The longest discussion next week will be about the building of a world-class education system, which would be statements, not about anything at all. Now, at the same time, you're about to interview, I think, Cara Dermody, who is mounting a protest outside the Dáil. Today about the appalling situation facing young people with disabilities in Ireland. If ever a situation demanded urgent legislative reform, it is that one. And nothing has happened. They put through a bill in 2005. We fought against it at the time. But it is the worst, most stupid, most fatuous piece of legislation that has ever been produced. And everyone in Leinster House knows that. Everyone in Leinster House knows that that bill needs to be taken down, torn up and rewritten.
Is this the Disability Act, the 2005?
It's the Disability Act of 2005. It presents young people with a disability or their families the legal right to an assessment of their needs.
Yeah.
But nothing else. No legal right to what comes from the assessment of their needs. There is now an enormous backlog of people waiting assessments. And the reason there is a backlog of people waiting assessments is that the people who are doing the assessments are also the exact same people who should be providing the services that these young people need. The speech therapists, the psychologists, they're devoting a third of their time, rather than providing services to young people, they're devoting a third of the time to assessing young people. If the government had any sense at all, it would make a piece of legislation into the Dáil, which did away with all assessments and which acknowledged that if you're diagnosed with autism, you have a legal entitlement immediately to an early intervention program. If you're diagnosed with Down syndrome, you have a legal entitlement immediately to speech and language therapy. You give people a legal right to services, not to an assessment which says you can't have the services, and force the system to respond to that. It would change the situation overnight. But for years and years and years, people have given out about the disability bill and have done nothing about it. That's only one example.
What could or should a government be doing? What are they now? Kind of 3 months into their tenure, 4 months into their tenure. Well, nearly five. Well, say 4 and a bit months into their tenure. Because most people listening to this, they don't pay a great amount of attention to what's happening in the Dáil on a daily basis, to what's been discussed at Oireachtas committees. There's the odd bun fight that will grab kind of the public's attention. But you do pay attention. So what should be happening now that isn't?
I do, and I hope you do. And it used to be the case that everyone did. It used to be the case that Dáil Report, when it was broadcast on the radio at night, had a very substantial listenership. It used to be the case that people took an interest in what was going on in the Dáil. I couldn't be bothered looking at what's going on in the Dáil now. It's just whinging, moaning, giving out. Nothing constructive ever happens in the Dáil. It's not that nothing constructive ever happens. Nothing happens. Nothing. I mean, there hasn't been a single piece of legislation gone through since this government was formed. Now, a couple of weeks ago, what should they be doing, you asked? We have a housing problem. We have a housing problem that requires planning law reform. It requires fundamental reform in the law around public procurement. It requires a whole range of legal reforms. It requires reform around the rights of property, because they're in the way an awful lot of the time. It requires a balancing of the rights of property with the needs of citizens. None of that is being addressed by anybody in the Dáil.
Yeah.
The government, a couple of weeks ago, got itself into the height of trouble over a proposal to create a housing supremo. The Minister for Housing should be the housing supremo. He should be the one who's gathering the people who are... Look, a housing supremo has been sought in order to dismantle the roadblocks that the government has put in the way of the government's progress. Is that mad or is it mad? It's just nutty. I mean, who's better to dismantle roadblocks than the government that put them there?
We all, there's not long left before the Dáil ceases activity altogether for the summer. And I don't want to necessarily kind of litigate what is and isn't in the programme for government, but I mean, there's a lot in it, whether you agree with it or not. I mean, there's plenty of ambition there.
And one wonders whether much
of it is achievable if they continue on their current pace.
Well, I suspect, I don't know how long the Dáil has to go before the summer recess. The summer recess will take us, I suspect, from roughly early July until early September. So the whole month of July and the whole month of August will be gone. I'd be willing to make a small wager. I don't have much money now, but I'd be willing to make a small wager that not a single piece of legislation will be passed before they go. I'd be willing to make a small wager that very little other than essential legislation like the budget and financial stuff will be passed by Christmas. I have no idea what's going on in there. I mean, it used to be the case that the opposition be up very early in the morning, the government be up very early in the morning, they'd be putting each other on their mettle about real stuff, not about point scoring and, you know, you're only a Yahoo and all the kind of stuff that's going on now. I was absolutely astonished to read at the weekend, for example, that Michael Lowry and his gang of independents, they assert that there is a rota of government ministers available to meet them, to brief them on the activities of the government, and that they're meeting them regularly and constantly. I suspect if I was part of the gang of independents, I would want to be left out of that room, because those have to be the most boring briefings in the history of the world, because nothing is happening. Absolutely nothing is happening.
Right. Well, listen, go on.
No, I just, look, I treasure and value the Dáil, and that probably makes me old-fashioned. I worked in the Dáil for nearly 20 years. I used to regard myself as like a piece of the furniture there. But it was a hive of activity, morning, noon and night. The pace of activity in the Dáil was phenomenal. Often until very late at night, early the following morning, tense, exciting, vibrant. Some of the debates were carried live on television. They were so important and so crucial to people. And some of them are remembered still. When was the last time you'd bother your backside looking at a debate in Dáil Éireann?
I don't know the answer to that question. For many, many people listening to this show, I suspect they don't know either. They can't remember. Fergus, thank you for joining us. Fergus Finlay, columnist with the Irish Examiner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.